So this morning, I want to talk to you on a very strange topic. Surrounded by war, don't worry, just worship. Surrounded by war, don't worry, just worship. I want to read a very long scripture, and I believe that is going to be a blessing to you. The scripture is 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 20. No, 2 Chronicles. Chronicles, not Corinthians. Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1 to 4. And then we'll jump to verse 14 to the verse 22. I'm reading from the NIV. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Munites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazazon, Tamar. That is En-Gedi. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. What a reaction. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. May you come to join us this week to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then from verse 14, then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehaziah, son of Zechariah, the son of Binah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and a descendant of Asaph. As he stood in the assembly, he said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeria. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions. Stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Go out to face them tomorrow. No, do not be, the Lord will give you Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow. And the Lord your God will be with you. Jehoshaphat bowed down to his face to the ground. And all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and the Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. With a very loud voice. Can I hear your loudest amen? With a very, very loud voice. Early in the morning, they left the desert of Tekoa. And as they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and the people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophet and you will be successful. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. Oh, I don't have to even preach. This passage of scripture is a sermon on its own. Wow. So let me give you a picture of what happened. So we are here, and then we get announcement that a vast army had just gathered in Burkina Faso, in the northern part of Ghana. And then another vast army has gathered at Togo. Togo is the eastern part, isn't it? Or the western part? The eastern part of Ghana. And then another army has gathered in Ivory Coast, at the western part of Ghana. And then at the southern part of Ghana, Nigeria has brought a vast army. And they have gathered against small Ghana. Oh, can you imagine the picture? Can you imagine the picture? And then some people ran to President Akufo-Addo and says to him, Your Excellency. You know, there's some people, they only bring bad news. So they will come, Your Excellency, Nigeria is on the sea by the south. A vast army of Nigerian soldiers have gathered by the south of Ghana. A vast army of Burkinabe soldiers have gathered at the northern part of Ghana. A vast army of Ivorian soldiers are entering Ghana from the west. And a vast army, I don't know whether Togo can have a vast army, but a vast army of Togolese soldiers are also entering from the east. Instead of Akufo-Addo calling the Ghana armed forces, he decided to call the pastors, the bishops, the archbishops, and they all gathered and came to the Pleasant Place Church. Oh, and decided that the whole Ghana should fast and pray. Old men, old women, young men, young women, babies and toddlers, no breastfeeding for the day. We all are going before the Lord in prayer. Whilst people will be speaking in tongues, in bass, others will be speaking in tongues in treble. There are also people speaking in tongues. Oh, baritone tongue talkers have gathered, and in unison, one voice in prayer. Kabo kalababaya, limalababaya baya. One voice in prayer, a very loud voice in prayer. What a reaction. Immediately as they were praying, there was a prophetic word. And we are going to analyze the prophetic word. Sometimes when the year is ending, many people will start counting their losses instead of their blessings. And suddenly they begin to feel like Judah under Jehoshaphat. Can I see the next slide, please? Judah under Jehoshaphat. There is sudden mental battles that when the year is ending, you unfortunately engage in those mental battles. It is as if you are Jehoshaphat and a vast army has gathered against you. And Judah is your mind. And you are afraid and you are alarmed. Oh. It's there that you begin to count your family troubles. You begin to look at your family and you begin to look at all the things you were expecting God to do this year. And it becomes the battle of the mind. You were believing God for a certain son of yours, daughter of yours, to change. You were believing God for a certain pregnancy that did not happen. You were believing God for a certain family, unity and peace. It did not happen. You are looking at your wife, she did not change. You are looking at your husband, he did not change. Oh. And you feel that God has not dealt with you well when you look at your family. But why count your losses when you can count your blessings? Can I tell you something? You are not where you wanted to be this year, but you are also not where you used to be. Sometimes when we focus on the things that we do not have, instead of the things that we have, we begin to engage in a battle in our minds. There was this woman when I was a youth pastor. She used to come to me with her son. When you see the boy, you know those who smoke weed. When we close check, you check. When we close church, you check. They have a very thick black lips. Those who smoke weed. Yeah, some are there, you will see. Very thick black lips. They have very unkempt appearance. And you can see from their tips of their fingers, these two fingers, because that's what they use to smoke, they are very dark and black. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Am I showing you a weed smoker? Am I showing you a weed smoker? And they talk like, hey, how are you? Is everything... That is not psycho. That is high. They are high. Oh, how are you? So a certain woman had a son like that. And she used to bring him to my youth meetings. The boy used to come to church once in a while. But anytime the mother was able to bring the boy to my youth meetings, the mother would bring the boy and hand the boy over to me. And she would say to me, this is my pastor. And then every time she come, this is my pastor. And I used to say that, this woman, you have a crazy son and you call him a pastor. And when at the youth meeting, during the time I'll be preaching, anointing will come, power will come. This boy will either be sleeping or angry. Years later, after I've even left the church and I was doing something elsewhere, I was then pastoring the church in Odoko. That they said somebody had come looking for me. When I went out to meet the person, nicely dressed gentleman, very handsome, didn't notice him, didn't recognize him. So I sat down, I said, who? And when he saw me, anybody who calls me Pastor Gideon is from Ancient of Days. So he saw me, he said, Pastor Gideon. I knew that this boy is from Ancient of Days. So I sat him down, started talking to him. Oh, you don't remember me? Mentioned the mother's name. So now I am a pastor. I pastor in this church. I pastor here and I do this. And he said, I am running a youth organization and I have come to invite you to join our youth organization. The mother counted her blessings and the blessings manifested. Instead of saying, this is my weed smoker son, this is my weed smoker son. Pray for him. He came and said, this is my pastor. This is my pastor. This is my pastor. this is my pastor. Oh, can I tell you something? God does not interfere in your affairs. He only intervenes in your affairs. God gives you privacy. If you don't invite him, he will never get involved. If you don't invite God, he will never get involved. He will never interfere in your private affairs. But he will intervene if you invite him. Stop focusing on the negative things about people in your family. And start focusing on the positive things about the people in your family. Start saying positive things about the people in your family. I said the year is ending, but your story is only starting. You are looking at financial troubles. Oh, I remember one day in Teshi, mommy was pregnant with Pastor Titi Ofe, and the whole day we had no money, nothing. The previous day we had eaten only once, and the next day we had no money. And then we're lying in bed thinking about ourselves. Then mommy started doing this. No, when a man has no money, he's easily irritated. So I got angry. I said, what are you doing? She said, I am smelling money. I can smell money around us. And all the money she smelled that day have all come to pass. The year is ending. You can choose to focus on your financial troubles, or you can choose to focus on the God who owns the heavens and the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You can choose to focus on the God who has promised that he will meet all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Or you can choose to focus on your financial troubles. The year is ending. You were hoping to marry this year. You have attended friends' weddings, and nobody attended your wedding because there was none. And you are beginning to wonder, will I ever get married? Count your blessings, not your losses. Know that the God whom you serve is a faithful God. You are going through a lot of crisis in your marriage. Your husband giving you trouble, your wife giving you trouble. You were hoping that things would change, but it don't seem that they are changing. Doesn't look like they are changing. Count your blessings, not your losses. There is something good in that marriage. Oh. Ask that sister who has been believing God for 10 years to get married. Tell that sister the troubles of your husband or the troubles your wife is giving you. Tell that sister the troubles your husband is giving you. That sister will tell you, if I got 1% of that man you are complaining about, I'll be thanking God. Sometimes we don't know the value of the things we have until we lose them. Tell that lady who has been believing God for 10 years for a husband, tell that man who has been believing God for 10 years for a wife. Tell that man the troubles your wife gives you, and he will tell you, give me that wife if you don't like her. Oh. Career troubles, business troubles, health troubles, spiritual troubles, and your mind is so engaged about all the troubles you are going through, and you are not having the Jehoshaphat reaction. You are not approaching all these pressures and the arrows the devil is shooting against your mind. You are not approaching it the Jehoshaphat way. God, keep this at the back of your mind. God will never intervene. God will never interfere in your private affairs, but he will intervene. And divine intervention is when you have the capacity to provoke God and invite God into your matters by prayer and by worship. Are you here with me? In the coming week, we are fasting and we are praying. We are having the Jehoshaphat reaction to our troubles, to our problems. The initial reaction of Jehoshaphat was go. Alarmed, he was afraid. Alarmed, he was afraid. He was panicking. Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. He resolved to inquire of the Lord. And do you know what it means to inquire of the Lord? It means that he went to ask the Lord, why is this battle? What is your plan in this battle? There is a reason why you will allow this army to come after me. What are you planning to do, God? All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And Jehoshaphat seems to know this. He knew from the beginning that God was up to something. To get that thing, he inquired of the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast for all Judah, like I've proclaimed a 7-day fast. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. This week, come here. Come with your family. Come with your children. Don't leave your wife at home. Don't leave your husband at home. Don't leave your sons and daughters at home. Don't leave your siblings at home. Come, all Judah, come. All Judah, come. Come and seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. As a result of seeking the Lord, there were key prophetic instructions for victory. Every situation you find yourself in, God has a prophetic instruction for you. But until you proclaim a fast, until your reaction to your problems, until your reaction to every situation you go through, until your reaction is prayer, God does not speak. He speaks through the storms, but he needs people who will pray through the storms so that he can speak through the storms. This trouble you find yourself in is not the end of your story. It is an imagining of a new story. React well. Stop blaming people. Stop blaming God. Stop playing the victim's game. And rise up in prayer. Any problem in your life today is because you tolerated it. You allowed it. You welcomed it. Any problem in your life today is there because you have failed to react like Jehoshaphat. Problems don't go by complaining. Problems don't go by talking. Problems go by prayer. Do I have some prayer warriors in the house? Oh, do I have some prayer warriors in the house? Shall your amen be the loudest? All those whose amen, if your neighbor's amen was louder than your amen, say your amen again. Can I show you the 6 prophetic instructions that turned Jehoshaphat's story around? Number one, the Lord said, the prophecy says, take your positions. When you are going through problems, take your positions. And for a believer, your position must be biblical. What is the Bible saying about my problem? Every situation you find yourself in, you will find scriptures that provide solutions to that problem. There is no problem you are going through today that there is no scripture that addresses that situation. Take a position based on God's word and then stand firm. Let nothing bring you down. And then in the midst of that situation, see the deliverance of the Lord. See the deliverance the Lord will give you. Oh. And then number 4, the prophetic word said, do not be afraid. Number five, do not be discouraged. Number six, go out to face them tomorrow. Oh, do you know why I love tomorrow? Yesterday is the time already spent. You can do nothing about it. Today is the time you're already spending. But tomorrow gives you a fresh start. As far as there is tomorrow, there is hope for you. This year did not work out the way you wanted it. But go out and face 2024. Go out and face 2024. And you must have the attitude of facing 2024 this week. Pray. Fast. Wait upon the Lord. Look at God's military strategy. Take up your positions. Stand firm. Don't fall. Stand firm. You cannot be lying down to win a battle. Stand firm in prayer. Stand firm in your faith. Stand firm in fasting. Stand firm in holiness. Stand firm in biblical values. Don't give up. Don't stand down. Stand firm. In the midst of that difficult situation, see the hand of God at work. See the deliverance of God. Do not be afraid. God works with faith. The devil works with fear. Anytime you are afraid, you have created a perfect environment for the devil to work. Believe God. Trust Him. Do not be discouraged. And then go out and face them tomorrow. Now, after these instructions, let me show you the prophetic reaction of King Jehoshaphat. What a king. Immediately these six instructions were given. From verse 18, Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground. And all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. A vast army is around you. And instead of gathering your weapons to fight, you are bowing down with your face to the ground. In worship. In worship. Ah. I am sure the enemies that would have surrounded Ghana, like I said at the introduction stage, they will be surprised that what armies have gathered by the sea, by the west, by the east, by the north, we are worshiping God. Oh, sometimes I hear people saying that Ghana, we pray too much. Everywhere you pass in Africa, there is prayer going on. And yet our problems are not getting solved. Don't let the devil lie to you. Where there are more problems, there must be more prayers. Imagine this continent without prayer. Imagine all these corrupt people who are leading us and stealing our resources. Imagine your life without prayer. Imagine this continent without God raising the kind of men and women of God that we have. Let no one underrate the potency of prayer. Look at these people. Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground. And all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Can I tell you something? Your worship is God's worship. When you worship Him, He dispatches angels in a warship to fight on your behalf. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise Him for the splendor of His holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. Can you imagine? 12 hours of praise and worship last Friday. Can you imagine what you have set in motion A man who knows how to worship God is a worship of God. A man who knows how, especially not worshiping God when everything is all right, but worshiping Him on your desert, worshiping Him in your most difficult moment, is our month of thanksgiving. And you must have the worship attitude. You must have the praise attitude. Do not say anything against the Lord. Never utter a word that challenges and raises questions and indicts the sovereignty and the faithfulness of your God. God can never be wrong. He knows where you are. He knows what you are going through. But if He permitted it, then He has a purpose for it. When you worship, can I show you? Number one, when you worship. Worshiping instead of worrying is an expression of your faith. And faith moves mountains. Faith makes all things possible. If you worship instead of worrying, it's your expression, your faith. Mark 9 verse 23, King James Version. All things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. I have never done anything in my life with finance. I have done everything in my life with faith. Faith is God's currency that can transact any business. God is faithful and He is able to fulfill all His promises to you. Know that you are serving a living God. Don't doubt God. Don't be a doubter. Believe Him that things will go well and it shall go well. All things are possible to him that believe it. Faith is a possibility tablet. It makes all things possible. How many of you have faith in God here? Have faith in God. Believe Him. You might be fully persuaded that God is able to fulfill all His promises concerning you. You must be fully persuaded. Don't give up on your life. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on that dream. Don't give up. Your life is not a chapter. It's a whole book. If this year was not a good chapter, open the next chapter for 2024. Oh, number two, look at this. Can we go, please? Worshiping instead of worrying is an indication of your fortitude. Proverbs 24, verse 10 from the New Living Translation. If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Sometimes God does not stop the pressure from coming. He allows the pressure to come on you to test your strength. How strong you are is determined by how you are able to survive pressure. Don't fail under pressure. Stand firm and be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Tap somebody by the shoulder, tell the person you'll be fine. Now, number three, look at this. Worshiping instead of worrying shows you are fearless. Shows that you are fearless. Isaiah 41, verse 10 from New Living Translation. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Oh, there is a victorious right hand of God that is holding you right now. There is a victorious right hand of God that is holding you right now. If you believe, can I hear your loudest amen? You will get married. You will get that job. You will become successful. Your body will be healed. You will receive healing. The blessings of the Lord will knock at your door every morning because of his victorious right hand that is holding you. Worshipping instead of worrying showed that you are futuristic. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. The amazing things God will do is not in your past, it's in your future. There are more amazing things that God is about to do. So consecrate yourself. Don't lower your standards. Consecrate yourself. Sanctify yourself. Walk in holiness. Walk in purity. Because God will do amazing things tomorrow. Oh, in my tomorrow, I see God doing amazing things. I can become president tomorrow. You can become an MP tomorrow. Do you know that there are people here who came to church living in a kiosk? There are boys living in a kiosk. There is a father and a mother with four children in a kiosk. But tomorrow, they came to church today from a kiosk. But tomorrow, they will own estates. Today, you borrowed money to get Trot to come to church. That is today's story. But tomorrow's story, you will own a fleet of cars. For tomorrow, God will do amazing things. For tomorrow, God will do amazing things. For tomorrow, God will do amazing things. I see your amazing wedding. I see your amazing company. I see your amazing coming. I see an amazing entrepreneur. Tomorrow, God will do amazing things. Tomorrow, God will do amazing things. When they ask you, sister, are you not married? Say, tomorrow, God will do amazing things. Brother, don't you have a car? Say, tomorrow, God will do amazing things. Oh, say, brother, are you sick? Tomorrow, God will do amazing things. Your doctor says you have cancer. He said, tomorrow, God will do amazing things. It is not what you hear tomorrow. It is what God is going to do. It's not what you hear today. It is what God is going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow, God will do amazing things. Oh, God will do amazing things. Can I see the tomorrow people here? Can I see the tomorrow people here? Oh, give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Oh. The tea in tomorrow. It's time not wasted. Sometimes I've been wasted, but tomorrow offers you the time that is not wasted. So don't give up. Tap somebody by the shoulder and say, you are not late. Because tomorrow, God will do amazing things. Say, tomorrow is the restoration of the wasted years. The O in tomorrow is order. God is ordering your steps into amazing places. You may be walking on the desert today, but tomorrow God will order your steps into your pleasant place. Into your pleasant place. Into your pleasant place. Give the Lord praise, everyone. Oh. Oh, the M is tomorrow is moving ahead. Moving ahead. Moving ahead. Moving ahead. Moving ahead. Nothing in your past will hold you anymore. You are moving into your tomorrow. You are moving ahead into your tomorrow. You are moving ahead into your tomorrow. Oh, the second O in tomorrow. I'm just saying this right now. The second O in tomorrow is organization. May the Lord organize your life. Today you look like everything is scattered, but the Lord will organize your life. Where there is life, there is hope. Where there is life, there is hope. As far as the sun will rise again, there is hope for you. Weeping may endure for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Anytime the sun rises, you are rising into glory. Oh, R is rising into glory. Rising into glory. Another R is resurrection time. Oh. Another O is ovation. Tomorrow. Tomorrow is a time to adore God. It's a time where people will give you ovation. People will stand to celebrate you. And the last word, letter is W. You are winning from every front. You are winning from every front. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Number five. Worshiping instead of worrying is an attestation that you are focused. That you will not allow anything to distract you. You have not come this far to look elsewhere. Look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Is anybody ready to worship with me? We are going to enter into 10 minutes of worship. As I tell and your team, 10 minutes of worship. 10 minutes of worship. And let's see what the Lord will do. Look at the scripture. This is our scripture for worship. Habakkuk 3, 17 and 19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crops fail and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of the deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Can I get it from New Living Translation, audiovisual? When you worship, you become a worship that God uses. Are you ready for this worship? Are you ready to show the Lord that you are graceful? Are you ready to tell him that, Lord, it does not matter? Even though there are no fig on the trees, even though there are no grapes on the vine, even though the olive crops fails, and even though the fields produce no food, even though I have no money in my account, even though I don't know what I'm going to eat after church, even though I don't know how I'm going to celebrate Christmas, yet I will rejoice in you. Yet I will rejoice in you. Yet I will rejoice in you. Oh. Even though the fig trees have no blossom and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails, and the fields lie empty and barren. Even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty. Verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I'll be joyful in the Lord, in the God of my salvation. I will not be